Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 95, We're reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we're going to go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and read that together. Hallelujah. And then we know that God reveals himself through his name. Hallelujah. And the things that he does for us is in his name. So we're going to tell God who he is to us. Amen. So then you can press your number one key. We're going to open up your line and let you say who the Lord is to you. If he's your master, if he's your shepherd, if he's your righteousness, if he's your peace, we're going to let you say who the Lord is to you. Amen. After we read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. So let's go back and let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6 together. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Ready? Read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So now we're going to tell the Lord who he is just in one statement. Lord, you are my. And just press your number one key. We'll open up your line, and you can just quickly, not too quick, but you can just quickly tell the Lord who he is in one statement. Who is the Lord to you? Praise God. So press your number one key and let us know that you want to tell God who he is. We're going to start with Pastor Mom.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say the Lord is my light and my salvation. Hallelujah. I think this is Arthur Amber. We're going to open up your line. Up, here we go.
My helper. The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is your helper. Praise God. Amen. That's good. Pastor Price. Hallelujah.
The Lord is the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle.
Amen. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. Praise God. Sister Carrie, we're going to open up your line.
The Lord is my healer.
The Lord is my healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Miss Annie, I wondered if you knew how to press your number one key. I'm going to open your line real quick. Miss Annie?
The Lord is my everything.
Amen. Praise God. The Lord is your everything. I know you had to say that. Praise God. Good to see you today. Amen. We just thank God for all that he is. And if we, I was just thinking, If every one of us said who God is, and we said it every minute of our life for the rest of our life, and we all said it together, we still wouldn't cover all that he is. Hallelujah. So let's say this together. We have a little short list, but it's still powerful, of who the Lord is. So I'm going to say it, and then you can repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Honor. We bless your holy name, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 And so while we're praying, we're going to go into some declarations this morning. I know I've shared with everyone that the beginning of this year, the Lord gave us a list of declarations. Hallelujah. Things that we can declare and decree. Hallelujah. And it's been so powerful, these declarations, because they're right on time. They're right on time for everything that's going on right now. Absolutely on time. So we're going to say these declarations, and you just repeat after us. They are powerful. And but first, Job 22:28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." That's Job 22:28. And what it's saying is you decree a thing, you say that thing out of your mouth, and it's going to be established, and light's going to shine upon your ways. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 40:8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all of these declarations are based on the word of God. They're going to stand forever. They're going to be established in our life. And light, hallelujah, is going to shine upon our ways. Glory, hallelujah. That's exciting when you think about that. Hallelujah. So repeat these declarations after us. No weapon,
no weapon
formed against me,
formed against me
shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage,
of the Lord.
Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like a tree, that's planted, by the streams, of water. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed me,
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness, or disease to come upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God
created it to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to declare some more, but I just want to stop right there. This is so powerful. Hallelujah. And I tell you, since I've been praying this and the Lord has had me do things a little differently in my life, we're still going to declare some more, Mom. I just want to talk in between.
Okay.
I was praising God this morning that my blood pressure is better than it's ever been. My blood sugar is better than it's ever been. Hallelujah. And there are things that are going on right now. And, you know, that part about I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body, and every disease, germ, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. And then we want to pray that or declare that even over my brother today because he's been diagnosed with the coronavirus. And then I have a friend in Nashville. Her son, who is in West Virginia, has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. So, and you probably know some people too. So let's just go over that declaration. And when we say my body, we're going to say other people's body too, that this declaration will go out and touch them as well in the name of Jesus. So instead of saying me this time, you fill in the blanks. For people who are going through stuff right now. Amen. So Christ has redeemed.
Christ has redeemed.
Now put other people's name in it. Christ has redeemed.
Christ
Pastor Mark. Pat, you put your names in there.
Yes.
Christ has redeemed Pastor Mark.
Yeah.
Christ has redeemed Isaiah. Christ has redeemed all of those who he has redeemed, who's diagnosed, in Jesus' name. Okay, let's continue on. From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon. Now, fill in the blanks. Whoever it is that you know that's going through something, and I know Pastor Mark and Isaiah, in the name of Jesus. Any disease that comes upon their body, hallelujah, and keep repeating,
every disease,
germ,
and every virus
that touches
their body
dies instantly,
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ,
and every tissue
of their body
functions
in the perfection that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any
malfunction
in their body
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word of God said, and he sent his word and they were healed. So when we declare and decree, you know, the word is established over them, was sent to them to be established. The word was sent for the light to shine on their ways. And the word was sent, and God's word stands what? Forever. Hallelujah. And I will continue to decree and declare. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel that. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know something was done just then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, back to declarations. Amen. Great is the peace.
Great is the peace
of my children, and children's children,
and children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
I have no lack.
For my God, meets all my needs. According to His glory. Riches
in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of truth.
Comes to me,
teaches me
all things,
and he guides me
into all truth.
Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge
of
every situation
and every circumstance
that I come up against.
For I ask
for the wisdom
of God.
Amen. I know I'm doing a lot of talking today, but I'm telling you that declaration right there, you know, that we have perfect knowledge of every situation and circumstance. There's so many people who are saying that there's going to be another surge in the virus, that things are going to happen around September, around November. That so many things are going to happen. But God is going to give us that wisdom to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it in every circumstance. Hallelujah. Family members, friends popping up with the coronavirus. God's giving us the wisdom, the knowledge to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it even right now. In the name of Jesus. And we thank God for it. We just thank you for it, Lord God. Even in advance. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear that we're going to be caught unawares. Hallelujah. When things happen, He's going to tell us what to do. Glory to God. He's going to tell us what to do before we know we need what to do. And I'm just going to give y'all a hint of something that He's told me to do recently. We talked about this many years ago, and the Lord has highlighted to me Vaseline. Okay, so you take that to the Lord and see what He's saying to you about it. But He has highlighted to me again to get some Vaseline. Hallelujah. Because there's going to come a time when it's going to run short like toilet paper was running short. Amen. and it's going to go up real high. But, and we're going to need it. Hallelujah. I don't know if we're going to need it because we've been washing our hands so much. And, you know, and we're going to need it for that. I do not know. But I do know He has highlighted that to me. So let Him lead you. Praise God. Let's go on, continuing to decree. The peace of God,
that transcends
all understanding. Guards my heart and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy. Hallelujah. And our last declaration, powerful. God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything I need for life
and
godliness.
Therefore,
I participate in His divine nature
of love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have a time of praise and worship. Our good friend, Sister Charlene McDowell, she records these wonderful praise and worship songs, and we just get blessed. All right? You know, God, we hadn't thought to ask her to do this before until, you know, the COVID hit and we began to have the broadcast over Get 'Em Radio. But now, you know, every now and then she'll send us some new songs. And so we just going to praise the Lord today. We're going to start off with This Is the Day That the Lord Has Made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, glad to be in the service of the Lord. And then we'll go into The Steadfast Love of the Lord Never Ceases. And then we'll, she's going to sing about All Hail King Jesus. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice, and we exalt thee. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's get into this time of worship. I was listening to the last set that starts with All Hail King Jesus. And you know that she was in a definite worship mode as that was going on. So let's hear, let's join in, and let's give God some praise this morning.
Be glad in it. This is the day. steadfast love.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence here today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it's so good to just join in with Sister McDowell for praise and worship. She is definitely a worshiper. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to go to our time of giving. Hallelujah. You know, sure, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosoms. Hallelujah. Amen. And so here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, there's three ways that you can give, you know, right to the church, and that is with your Cash App. And our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So on the Cash App, you just send it, and many of you have been sending via Cash App. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. So $ESLCCC. And then another way that you can give is at the door. If you live in the Heritage House, you can come to the door. We're at 2E. And leave your offering in an envelope. You can slide it under the door, on the side of the door. You can knock on the door. And we had that done even last night. Somebody came early with an offering. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then you can do it by mail. And any checks, make them payable to ESLCCC, standing for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And you can mail them to 2800 Olive Street, O-L-I-V-E, Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. I'm still amazed that everything rhymes. East St. Louis, ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. I couldn't have made the rhyme up for that. Praise God. Amen. So those are the ways that you can give into this ministry. So let's we've been doing a prayer for finances, and I tell you, I'm telling you, I've been a giver for a long time now, and I'm still getting blessed by this prayer for finances. And I don't want to go into amen. I was about to say, like, conspiracy theory. There's a lot of conspiracy theories around these days of what's going to happen with our money. But whatever happens with money, we're going to be taken care of. Because the Lord says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So as we give, God's going to make sure that we have what we need. And I'll tell you what I've learned over the years, and I know this with a blessed assurance, that sometimes it doesn't come back in money, but it'll come back in favor. Hallelujah. And I've learned that favor, many times favor, means more than money. But just make absolutely sure that you're giving at this time. And I'm not saying you have to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I'm saying make sure that you are giving. Now, we're a good seedbed here, I'm telling you. Amen. So because we're doing what the Lord is saying to do. So your seed is going to come up. But also, if you're connected with another church, you should be giving as well. Give somewhere right now. It's so important. Hallelujah. And I'm doing a lot of talking today. I don't know why, but just talking. But some of you might have heard that Morris Cirillo passed away. I believe, I don't know if it was yesterday or day before yesterday, but he was a powerful man of God. And I can recall, this was several years ago, the Lord said, now, you got to get in on the Morris Cirillo ministry. You've not given anything to his ministry. I want you to sow into his ministry. He didn't say before he died, but he was an elderly man, you know. But the Lord said, sow into that ministry now. And so I did it, you know. And there are times in my life where I was like the widow with the mite. So anything I sowed was a big deal. Amen. And we praise God for that. So that was one of the first things I thought about when he passed. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to sow into this great man of God even before he went home to be with the Lord. So make sure that you sow, because the money is flowing, the favor is flowing, what God is doing in the earth is flowing, and you get into the flow by sowing. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me for your finances. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be a good steward.
Of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how it's to be given.
I pray that I will learn
to live free
of debt.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration. And give me guidance. I pray that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And now get this and please say it strong. And may my money
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
Will go a long way.
I pray
That I will not
Be anxious.
About finances. But I will seek first
Your kingdom.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray over the offering. There are those who are giving through Cash App even now, who are writing checks, putting them in envelopes, preparing to put money in envelopes, bringing them to 2E, or sending the money. And, Lord, hallelujah, we just bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for all of the offerings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosoms. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for the tithes. You said, try you, test you on giving 10%, and would you not open up the windows of heaven, hallelujah, and pour out a blessing, that's that overflow blessing that's more than we could even receive in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. And we thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sakes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And many are saying that the devourer is trying to come to take our finances, to take our money. But because we're tithers, that money is protected in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for it. And we thank you, Lord, as we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised, as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So now we're going to have a word from our pastor mom this morning. She's speaking this morning. Before she comes to speak, we're going to let her take a little breath. And we're going to play a little bit of My Help Comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And here we have our senior pastor, Pastor Willie B. Mom McCoy. Let's praise the Lord for her as she comes. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being with us to stand by and give me the word to say and what to do. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to talk about last week. We didn't touch
the tag team preaching last week. Amen. And you did good with that, Pastor Mom. Everybody did good with their tag team.
A little about Psalms 1, being blessed and prosperous today. Today we will finish. Please turn your Bible to the first, and we will go through the entire Psalms.
Okay, we're going to Psalms 1, right, Mom?
Right.
Praise God.
There are six verses in the Psalm. Let's read Psalm 1 and 1 through 6 together. Psalms 1 and 6. Blessed
is the man who walks nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he doth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
The ungodly
are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. It's down right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's read Psalms 1 and 1 together again.
Blessed is the man,
who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
Blessed means happy. Psalms 1 tells us what to do, what not to do, so that we can be happy, so that we can be blessed. So we will be happy if we don't. Walk in the counsel of ungodly, stand in the ways of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. Repeat after me. Lord,
help me
to be happy.
To be happy.
To be blessed.
To be blessed.
And to be prosperous.
And to be prosperous.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's read Psalms 1, 2 together.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
Repeat after me. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
To enjoy your word.
To enjoy your word.
And think about all your word.
And think about all your words.
Day and night.
Day and night.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read Psalms 1 and 3 together.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
Okay, verse 3, give a good picture of what a blessing and prosper look like. A tree planted by rivers of water in the blessed tree, it is always have water and fruit in the season. This tree has good fruit, and its leaves will not wither. Repeat after me. Lord,
help me
be like a tree.
Be like a tree
planted by the rivers of water.
Planted by the rivers of water.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me
have good fruit.
Have good fruit.
Lord, help me to be fresh and not wither.
Lord, help me to be fresh and not wither.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That whatever I do,
that whatever I do,
shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read first and number four.
Okay.
The ungodly are not so.
But like the chaff which the wind drives away.
The ungodly are not blessed like that blessing tree in verse 3. They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. The chaff is a part of the plant that is not good and is blown away by the wind. Okay. Repeat after me. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
To be godly.
To be godly.
So that every part of me is good.
So that every part of me is good.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, repeat after me. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
To be godly.
To be godly.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's read verse 1 and 5.
Psalm 1 and 5. Amen.
Therefore the ungodly shall not
stand in the judgment. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Repeat after me. Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That I will stand.
That I will stand.
With the righteous.
With the righteous.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read Psalms 1 and 6.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
This scripture uses the same word that is in John 3:16. Let's say John 3:16 together.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Repeat after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That with we believe in Jesus.
That when we believe in Jesus,
we are godly.
We are godly.
And will not perish. Amen.
And will not perish. Amen.
Let's say Romans 10:9 together. If you confess with your mouth.
If you confess with your mouth.
The Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Yes, Lord. Let's see. Well, okay. We will close by praying the prayer of salvation, which is the only way that we can truly be blessed and prosper.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I love you with all my heart.
I love you with all my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
Show me your ways.
And keep me a follow you, and keep me to follow you now.
And keep help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
By your Spirit.
By your Spirit.
That I am blessed.
That I am blessed.
And shall prosper.
And shall prosper.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor Mom. I'm sorry.
I pray that you will be blessed by the word of God.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We pray that you'll be blessed by the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word this morning, Pastor Mom. Psalm 1, showing us how to be blessed and to what? Prosper.
And prosper.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord, for this word today.
Hallelujah.
And I'm happy. I might seem sad, but you all pray for my son, because he's on that way, but I believe the Lord going to carry him through.
Amen.
And I just praise the Lord for being with us.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she's saying, pray for her son, who is my brother, who was just recently diagnosed with the COVID virus. And so we just lifting him up in the name of Jesus. And I don't know. I just get the feeling that the test ain't right. I don't know if that's denial or what. But I don't believe that test. You know, it's like get a second opinion or something on that one. I just don't believe it. But so we are standing in prayer, and we have seen, you know, other things happen in our family. Actually, my brother, Pastor Mark, his daughter was diagnosed with the coronavirus, not one time, but two times, and like about 2 months apart. And she has made it through both, and now she has a negative. You know, they say that she does not have the coronavirus now. So she's gone through it two times, and God has taken her through it two times. So we look at that as a testimony that God's going to bring Pastor Mark through as well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your prayers. All of you all for just joining us in prayer, you know, for such a time as this. Amen. Amen. And I want to ask even now if anyone has any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, and we'll open up your lines. Right now we have people who have already pressed your number one key. If you want to say something, just leave it like it is. So we have Arthur Amber, Pastor Price, Sister Carrie, and Miss Annie. Your number one keys are pressed. If you don't want to say anything, press your number one key again, and then we will we won't open up your line, but if you leave it like that, I'm going to start opening up lines right now. And you can just, you know, encourage Pastor Mom. That was a good word this morning, Psalm 1, teaching us how to be blessed and to prosper. Praise God. So we'll just go down the line, and, you know, we'll start with Arthur Amber. And thank you, our beautiful author, Amber, for that prayer that you said to me and Mom this morning. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Amen. We have you on the air, Arthur Amber. You have your mute button on? All right, then. Okay, so we'll open up the line for Pastor Price. Praise God. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price. Okay. Is your mute button on,
Hello.
Pastor Price?
No, we kind of lost the phone. We kind of lost the phone this morning. It was under the covers with us. We listened, but the phone kind of, we were trying to find it, and just as you were calling, it came on. I want to thank God for this.
No, but I'm not laughing. Like, just laughing at you, I'm laughing with you because that has happened to me before. Amen.
I tell you, I said, oh, Joe, I can't get it. I can't get to it. So we finally got it together. Praise God. Oh, Mom, we thank God for you, Apostle Kissing, and for Pastor Mom and the service there at East St. Louis Christian Center. Mom, I thank God for that word again. It was good. It's good. And it's just a blessing, you know. We thank God for that. That verse is, those verses in Psalms are just so precious and wonderful to each one of us. And I just thank God for each one of you today. And thank God for the word. The entire service is good. And I thank God for it.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on with us today. We bless God for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Rachel, I'm going to open up your line. Welcome, Minister Rachel. Do you have your mute on? Okay. All right. I'm going to close your line. I don't know what's going on. Well, Pastor Price was able to say something, so I guess nothing's wrong with Get 'em Radio, I guess. And Minister Donna, I thought I saw you had pressed your number one key. So I'm going to open your line for a moment. Minister Donna?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, dear family. Good morning, Pastor Mom. I was just going to ask prayer if this is the right time to put on the list. My office manager, his name is Luis Hernandez. His young sister-in-law, she just got the virus down in Florida. They sent her home with the oxygen machine, and she stayed home for about a day or two. Now she's in the hospital. And she has about 3 children, and they're all under the age of 6. I think the newborn, the last child, is maybe a year old. Thank you.
Okay. So his name is Luis Hernandez. What is his, you know, his daughter's name?
It's his wife's sister. And
oh, okay.
Around, yeah. And I want to say Jessica, but I'm not for sure, so I don't remember. But they've been around each other growing up and everything. He and his wife went to school together as kids and whatnot. And both he and his wife are now in their 40s. But the younger sister is in her late 20s or no more than 32 years old.
Okay.
During Florida.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Hug
Thank
mom,
you.
Please.
Huh?
Give mom
Say it
a
again.
Hug. Give Pastor Mom a hug.
Give Pastor Mom a hug.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, hugs are very precious these days, aren't they?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, well, thank you for calling in, and we're going to stop and pray right now, and for Luis Hernandez's sister-in-law. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just lift her up to you. You know exactly what her name is and where she is right now and what's going on. And for diagnosed with the COVID virus and on oxygen, Lord God, we just lift her up to you right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Your word says that you sent your word and they were healed in Jesus' name. So we're sending your word right now. There's no time, there's no space in you, Lord God. In your word, Lord, we ask you to arise over her with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus and breathe your breath afresh, even through her respiratory system right now. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that this COVID virus, it cannot set in, it cannot lay hold or go any course, but must cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. And we come against that spirit of fear in her family and in her in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of fear, and we declare and decree that God has not given them the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And we thank you, Lord God, that even while a healing is being manifested, that they all have power, love, and a sound mind in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we bless you for that, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Gracious One. You are the Glorious One. Hallelujah. You are the Merciful One. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And I, you know, even when I look at all of these numbers, because I just don't even want to see the numbers, you know, but when you look at the percentage of numbers, you know, and any percent with people dying is not a good percent. I'm just saying that ahead of time. But it hasn't been, more have been diagnosed than have died, a lot more. But we don't want anyone to die from this virus. So we continue to lift people up in prayer. In the name of Jesus, that people will be healthy and be whole, even at this time, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So many family members, friends that we know about, you know, the thing is not some far-off thing with people in China or people in Brazil or something like that. This thing it seems to be hitting close to home, where you know people personally who are going through this. And then on top of that, I just want to say we know God personally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we know that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine in the name of Jesus. We thank him and we bless him even now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, we've had a wonderful service today. We've even prayed the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. And I believe that I know everybody who's on the line and that you have prayed the prayer of salvation. And I thank God for that. Amen. So when we prayed the prayer of salvation today, it was for you to just even practice and be ready to lead somebody to Jesus. Because, you know, you never know when there's someone who's ready to be saved. You know, the planting, the watering has been done, and God wants to get the increase through you. Amen. So you can even go back and listen to this broadcast and you know, write down the prayer of salvation or ask God to give you a prayer of salvation. Doesn't have to be exactly the way that Pastor Mom prayed it or that I pray it. But, you know, get it under your belt. Be ready, because there's going to come a time when somebody's going to need to be saved and you're going to be the person that leads them to Jesus. Amen. Well, let us tell you a little bit about Get 'Em Radio and our family of broadcasts as we get ready to close today. And Mom will prepare herself for closing remarks and closing prayer. So with Get 'Em Radio, tomorrow we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and it's a wonderful Bible study that airs every Monday for 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, with our Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, and she has been gifted to dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the word for tomorrow is, it's never too late. Hallelujah. Amen. So while we're here on the earth, it's never too late. It may look late, but it's never too late. Praise God. Praise God. So, amen. So that's on Monday. On Tuesday, we are having Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So we have been praying in the Spirit for the past maybe 2 months or so since the COVID. And the Lord has just instructed us, pray in the Spirit. And we go from Romans 8, 26 and 27, where we don't know exactly all that we need to pray for, but God prays through us with utterances and groanings. Hallelujah. So we need God to pray through us right now. And this is the time we need it. We need it all the time, but we really need it now because so many things are popping up and we just don't know what to do. We don't know exactly how to pray, but the Holy Spirit knows the end from the beginning and will put those prayers in our mouth even through our prayer language. And then he's been giving us, after we pray in the Spirit for an hour, then he gives us an interpretation of what has been prayed. So also we want to invite you, if you would like to pray in the Spirit, for 15 minutes, because that's what we do. We have people where the mic is live and they're on air, and they're praying 15-minute increments for people. So if you'd like to be one of those four people, text me, call me, and let me know that you would like to be, and I'll tell you where you'll be on the schedule. Praise God. So that would be wonderful if we can just have our team together for Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're not doing anything this week on Wednesday, but on Thursday we've started a new series this month, and it's called New Discovery Host. So God has made room for the gifts that these hosts have. We started off the first Thursday, and we had all of them. So if you want to go back and listen to the archives, that would be great. But the first Thursday of the month, all four of them came on, and they gave us a little sneak preview of what they're going to be talking about this month. So last week, we had the McClarys. Bishop Aaron and Lady Sabrina McClary were talking about marriage. Wow, it was real talk about marriage. So if you're married, if you're thinking about getting married, you know somebody who needs some help with their marriage, it's an excellent broadcast to listen to about marriage. And just in case you don't know how to get to Get 'Em Radio, if you want to listen to any of our archives, you just simply Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then if you want to hear about the marriages, I think you can say Get 'Em Radio Marriage or Get 'Em Radio McClary. You know, probably if you just say Get 'Em Radio right now, the latest ones or the most current ones will pop up. And you can even go to our Blog Talk Radio platform website and see all of our over 800 archives that we have there. So this week coming up, this Thursday, we have scheduled Minister Alyssa Moore, and she's going to have a panel of ladies that are going to come on with her, and it's going to be it's entitled The Wisdom Table Talk. Hallelujah. So they're going to be talking about wisdom on this Thursday. And if you know anything about Minister Alyssa Moore, she is a firecracker for the Lord. She's on fire for God. So it'll be good to hear from her. And then the next week is going to be our Minister Rachel Ross. And she's going to be talking about divorced, but not divorced, but not divorced from God. Hallelujah. So talking about the ladies who have gone through divorce and they still have a relationship with the Lord. Praise God. So that's what's going on right now. On Thursdays. Oh, and then the last one that we're going to have for this month is a young man named Brother Joaquin Thomas, and he's a Christian spoken word artist. So he's going to be talking about the arts. I believe he's going to have some other people on the broadcast with him, and so they're going to be talking about the arts as it relates to Christianity and how powerful that is. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God and we praise him for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. Next Sunday, we plan to still be here. Glory to God. We're still waiting on, and hearing the Lord to see how long we'll be having these our church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center church service, on Get 'Em Radio. So we're taking our time. We're not in a hurry. We're listening to what God says, and we're going to do it the way that he says to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to give it back to Pastor Mom to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And whatever we got out of this week, we thank you. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent. One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We are now dismissed.
We're now dismissed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, once again, we thank and praise God for you. Minister Rachel is blowing my phone up with all of these messages. I love you, honey, but I can't do all of this multitasking. But she was giving a word of encouragement, and we praise God for that. Hallelujah. She says, may God flow in the way he wants. That everyone, through everyone on the Get 'Em Radio line, be of good courage. God has you where his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Amen. So God bless you all. Thank you for coming on. We love all of you and have a blessed day. And remember, I am the church.